This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 and this is the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. It's time now for Popit Popit Parliament, our daily roundup of Day One Rakyat highlights. So today's session began with a question from Cameron Highlands MP Ramli Mohamed Noor about the Senoi Prak General Operations Force. So for those who aren't familiar, Senoi Prak is a unit of PDRM that is made up almost entirely of Orang Asli, and it was initially formed to counter communist insurgents, but now their main functions are border patrol and hunting poachers or smugglers of illegal contraband. And the MP wanted to know whether the government plans to increase their salaries to match that of their peers in the police force who carry out similar tasks. The Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Datuk Sri Dr. Ismail Mohamed Syed, began his response first by offering his condolences to Ramli for the passing of his father, who was actually one of the first members of the Senoi Prak.
Sekali lagi saya ingin menzahirkan salam takziah buat Yang Amat Cameron Highlands atas kehilangan bapa tersayang Allahyarham Datuk Muhammad Noor bin Abdullah pada usia 87 tahun pada 24 Oktober 2021 yang lalu. Allahyarham merupakan antara 10 orang pertama yang menyertai pasukan Senoi Prak sebagai tracker pada tahun 1956. Pesara polis ini memegang nombor badan pasukan Senoi Prak 001, Datuk Yang Dipertua. Allahyarham juga merupakan wira bagi memerangi pengganas komunis ketika itu. Kehebatan Senoi Prak menjadikan mereka digelar sebagai The Silent Killers. Tahniah Yang Mohamad Cameron Highland untuk bagi pihak kerajaan. Dan untuk jawapan ini Yang Mohamad, bahawa kita tahu bahawa orang asli ada diambil melalui skim pendidikan sama ada PT3 ketika ini, dan kerajaan KDN juga telah membuat kajian supaya pengambilan anggota Senoi Prak ini bertaraf akademiknya SPM. Bila SPM ini akan sama taraf dengan anggota yang lain. Dan untuk pengetahuan Yang Mohamad, bagi Senoi Prak ini kita berikan allowance khas RM400 kerana menyertai pasukan PGA di dalam negara kita. Terima kasih Yang Mohamad Cameron Highland kerana prihatin terhadap kebajikan anggota Senoi Prak untuk negara kita. Terima kasih.
That was Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Datuk Sri Dr. Ismail Mohamed Syed. Kuala Kedah MP Dr. Azman Ismail then asked whether the government would consider leveraging on the Senoi Prak to create a dedicated task force that could combat the poaching and trafficking of Malaysian wildlife.
Saya ingin menarik perhatian Dewan kepada masalah besar yang kita hadapi, iaitu pemerdagangan haiwan hidupan liar, di mana Malaysia dikenal pasti negara yang bermasalah. Dan masalah terbesar ialah pemerdagangan ini melibatkan sindiket yang bersenjata, yang ganas dan melibatkan wang jumlah yang banyak. Kita antara yang terbesar di dunia dan ianya berbilion. Dari Malaysia saja dinilai akan haiwan yang diperdagangkan secara haram ini berbilion nilainya. Dan kita tak ada kumpulan yang pasukan yang specialised, yang khusus, yang ada kepakaran tentang ini. Dan kerana Senoi Prak ini kebanyakan mereka membesar di perkampungan dan hutan dan kawasan berdekatan hutan, mereka ada kepakaran khusus dalam pelbagai bidang. Maka saya mengesyorkan kepada Kementerian Dalam Negeri dan juga kementerian yang terlibat supaya kurang-kurangnya kita menggunakan kepakaran mereka atau kita kenal pasti mereka sebagai sebagai expert atau pakar dalam mengatasi masalah pemerdagangan dan penangkapan hidupan liar, yang mana jelas kita belum tidak ada sebarang pasukan yang berkebolehan buat demikian. Terima kasih.
That was Kuala Kedah MP Dr. Azman Ismail. The Deputy Minister's response was just to reiterate that hunting poachers currently already falls under the job scope of the Senoi Prak.
Now, on to appointment issues for booster doses via MySejahtera. Here is Rasah MP Chia Kee Chin relaying complaints that he received from residents in Seremban.
Ada ramai. Ramai, bukan satu dua kes. Banyak kes di Seremban yang mana telah mendapat appointment dalam MySejahtera. Sekian tarikh, sekian masa pergi ke klinik tertentu untuk dos menggelak. Saya ada data untuk beberapa orang rakyat kita yang warga emas yang diberikan temu janji. Cuma masalah, ketika itu klinik itu tak buka. Dia berlaku semalam. Jadi saya minta Yang Berhormat Timbalan Menteri, kalau nak maklumat nama-nama pesakit tu, penduduk tu, saya boleh bagi lepas ni. Saya tak mau sebut secara terbuka. Tapi memang berlaku di sebuah klinik yang dinamakan Klinik Penawar di Senawang, daerah Seremban. Saya mohon penjelasan daripada Yang Berhormat Timbalan Menteri. Terima kasih.
So to that, Deputy Minister of Health, Datuk Nor Azmi Ghazali, said that it's the clinic's responsibility to inform authorities on their operating hours.
Kita di kementerian, kita sedang, pihak My Sejahtera sedang update, sedangkan memperkukuhkan lagi aplikasi ini, memperbaiki lagi, dan kita sedang melakukan banyak penambahbaikan. Jadi apa yang berlaku tu kadang-kadang sebab apa dia, pihak klinik umpamanya, appointment telah diberi, pihak klinik telah tutup klinik. Sudah tentu pihak My Sejahtera atau KKM tidak dapat menelpon semua beribu klinik. Jadi kita tak tahu. Jadi adalah menjadi tanggungjawab juga di pihak yang akan menyediakan suntikan vaksin ini. Contohnya seperti yang YB Rasah sebut tadi, iaitu klinik itu sendiri, memberitahu pada pihak berkenaan tentang klinik dia tak dapat dibuka ataupun dibuka pada waktu-waktu tertentu. Jadi kita harap perkara ini kita akan perbaiki dan kita akui berlaku kekeliruan dan sebagainya, dan kita cepatnya akan membantu rakyat supaya mendapat appointment yang jelas kepada klinik yang betul-betul melaksanakan kerjanya. Terima kasih.
That was Deputy Health Minister Datuk Nor Azmi Ghazali. See, the thing is, when I hear stuff like this, I often feel like it's difficult enough to convince people to get the shot. It's difficult enough to convince them that, no, you know, the two shots that you thought were done, you now have to go get a booster. And then these sorts of logistical issues just feel like they're just adding unnecessary roadblocks to a situation that shouldn't have them.
So that's the thing. That scenario, as was described, I can imagine being quite difficult for people to overcome, because like you said, it's quite it's a lot of logistical stuff for you to think in your head, okay, I have to go for my third shot now, etc. And then to find that the clinic is closed is definitely going to be disheartening. But the other thing is, I've realized, at least in my neighborhood, which has a fair amount of warga emas, that there have been people who have entirely missed their shots simply because they didn't know that they were supposed to look out for it on My Sejahtera. And I know of at least one gentleman who A, missed a shot, and B, is having, I think, some worries about the mixing and matching of vaccinations, because of course that's what's going to be happening, right? You're going to be receiving a Pfizer shot. And so that has been something that, for me, I think that the government could perhaps be doing a little bit more communication. I understand that people are planning to go speak to our local GP, the one who's in our neighborhood, which I think is exactly the correct place to go. But in general, in terms of communication, whether it's reminders to check your My Sejahtera if you are a recipient of the Sinovac vaccine, if you fall within the category of people who qualify for a booster shot, A, to check your app. But the other thing also to just communicate a little bit about the efficacy, right, of getting that booster shot, because just because people got the shot the first time, after all the explanation of the efficacy of vaccinations, then doesn't mean that the information has necessarily been retained, and also the situation is different.
No, absolutely. I have had so many conversations with people, whether those who might potentially qualify or just theoretical conversations about uncertainty when it comes to especially that idea of mixing vaccines, and having having the third booster shot being Pfizer and essentially not the one that you had for your first two. And you're right. I think that there's a lot of misinformation floating around, you know, people saying everything from stuff that are reasonable doubts to utterly crazy things. And so therefore, I do think there needs to be a little bit more communication. The health minister was pretty clear. I remember listening in when he did the first announcement, but I think there does need to be consistent information being given out. Let us know, have you or someone you know experienced any difficulty when it comes to getting their booster shot appointments? What else could the government be doing? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Finally, we're closing off today with a question on social protection systems for those working under the gig economy. At the moment, gig workers are not entitled to minimum wage or SOCSO and EPF. There is, however, something called the Self-Employed Social Security Scheme under SOCSO, where gig workers can set up their own contributions and receive up to 232 ringgit in assistance from the government. That's very specific. Moi MP Syed Siddiq, however, questioned why the government was giving subsidies instead of the companies that hire the gig workers.
Soalan saya, kenapa kerajaan menggunakan duit rakyat yang mensubsidikan skim ini dan tidak mengadakan undang-undang supaya Grab, Foodpanda, AirAsia Delivery sendiri yang membayar untuk skim pelindungan lebih 150,000 pekerja-pekerja gig? Kerana kita lihat di seluruh dunia selalunya adalah majikan, syarikat yang mensubsidikan, bukan kerajaan. Jika kerajaan yang lakukan, ia memaksudkan bahawa kerajaan sekaligus mensubsidikan tauke-tauke besar dan bukan memaksa tauke-tauke besar ini untuk membantu pekerja-pekerja ini. Kalau kerajaan nak tambah tak apa, tetapi jangan ambil alih tugas dari majikan.
Deputy Minister of Human Resources, Dato' Awang Hashim, then urged that companies have suffered and they need help too.
Pandemik COVID-19 pun kita pun tak tahu. Kalau kita tak ambil duit kerajaan, kita nak ambil duit siapa lagi? Yang keduanya, majikan pun terlibat. Bila kita menghadapi pandemik COVID-19 ini, di mana mereka terlibat kemerosotan yang sangat bila tidak ada gerakan, tidak berlaku ekonomi cycle dalam semua sektor, termasuk sektor industri. Jadi kita perlu ambil, bantu majikan dan juga bantu pekerja supaya tidak berlaku pembuangan kerja. Jadi insentif-insentif yang kita jalankan melalui sistem SPS dan sebagainya adalah untuk meringankan bebanan kepada majikan dan juga tidak berlaku pembuangan kerja, tidak berlaku lambakan dalam pasaran unemployed in market ini. Ini tujuannya. Jadi dalam keadaan itu, bila mereka pulih semula, berlakulah rangsangan ekonomi ataupun ekonomi cycle akan bergerak bagi membantu, dan mereka ini akan membayar cukai. Hasil daripada cukai inilah kerajaan laburkan balik untuk membantu rakyat dan juga majikan.
That was Deputy Minister of Human Resources Dato' Awang Hashim, and that is it for today's Popek Popek Parliament. Quite a brief one, but I will say pretty interesting. I think a number of topics that don't commonly get discussed. I mean, we started off by talking about the Senoi Prak, the team within PDRM that consists mainly or entirely of Orang Asli folks who are, you know, asking whether they're going to be given a pay that's commensurate to their peers, for instance. We also talked about better social protection for gig workers, navigating booking hiccups in My Sejahtera. If you have thoughts on any or all of these topics, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for more. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.